Hilariously Melbourne.
Yesterday on the show, Nick Cody, you said something that it shocked Fev. And I was surprised. We didn't get the shock that reaction that Fev got, but we were talking about that Charlie, your beautiful little boy, too, yeah. He watched Bluey for the first time in his 10-minute window of screen time.
Yeah, 10 to 20 minutes he gets a day.
Well, Fev, it's a bit longer, 20.
It's gone out 5 minutes. Yeah. Well, blowing that out in one day.
It doubled. Yeah. But you were alarmed, Fev, because it was like...
it's a go-to for
well,
us.
Also, if Bluey goes for
seven minutes.
Well, that's 1.5 episodes.
Yeah.
That's I jump the intro for him sometimes. Go, mate, you're digging into your own screen time. You already know the song. Let's just start this up.
Do you know what I love about this though, Nick?
I can't skip the intro. Nobody has ever skipped the Bluey intro. It's too catchy.
Now, what's happened, this is what I think, why we were so surprised, and I think it's once, and you and Looch have another little baby on the way, but because I did feel guilty because I just realised all weekend I had Bluey on loop. Like, Bluey was on our screen for like 12 hours of the day, and Fev, I imagine it's a bit the same in your home. But I remember before I'd had I remember when I thought screen time, we would not have screen time.
Yeah.
And it would be like, you know, an hour in the afternoon or a little bit of the iPad.
Well, isn't that, I think in our, it was just like the World Health Organization or something said before two, no good.
I know.
So we just held out until two.
And then I'll be so interested to see what happens though. Because I was like that. I was like, I didn't want Trixie to have the iPad. She would only have it for a little bit during the day. And now Daisy, I think at 12 months, knew how to navigate herself to ABC iView on my phone.
Daisy could work for Foxtel now.
Well,
she could go install the top boxes.
Literally, Ken, when Mia was a baby, we had Clifford the Red Dog on VSR, like the videotape.
That was
just plugged in all the time. Like Clifford the Big Red Dog. And then when Lenny got to sort of the iPhones were sort of in. So she was watching a lot of iPhones. She was Dora. Yeah. And then now, and Lulu was sort of Dora as well. Now Toby's just Peppa Pig and Paw Patrol. And it's, mate, when you go out for dinner, when you and Luch go out for dinner and you just want to have a little chat, you go, Charlie, watch a bit of Bluey. You don't hear boo. They're like a lifesaver. They're so good for them. They're smart. They educate them. It teaches them. Toby's smarter than me right now. And she is two. And that ain't hard. There he is. That's what you're going to say, wasn't it?
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Well, this is a huge moment here on the show, Fifi Feather, Nick, this morning, Melbourne. We are joined by a global superstar and his new single and the title track from his new album, Bloor Street, is available now. You can pre-order the full album. Head to KiefaSutherland.net because, yes, the man is joining us all the way from LA. Kiefer, welcome to Melbourne.
Thank you so much. What a nice introduction. How are you?
Oh, Kiefer, we're great. Well, we're good because we've just come out of, you may have heard about this, the longest lockdown the world has seen through this pandemic. So we've all been cooped up for about 2 years. So having some great new music to listen to produced by yourself is wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, well, that's very, very kind. Yeah, I have family in Toronto, Canada, and up until about 3 weeks ago, they were in the longest lockdown in this pandemic, and then you guys have now won. So
We're proud of that. Now, mate, I'm going to ask you a question that you might not answer, but I really want you to answer. Now, Fifi, my co-host over here, loves a favourite show. She talks about it all the time. 24. My favorite show is Designated Survivor. I love it. I've watched all of it. Fee's watched of 24.
Well, do you know what, Kiefer? I've saved the very last season because I don't want it to end. And that's not a joke. So I haven't watched the last season because I refuse to let it to end.
What's your favorite?
Well,
which one's your favorite?
You know, I love making both of them. And I'm not just saying that because I have to. And honestly, I do have to. but I have to be honest with you, just on a sheer adrenaline level.
And this is
not something that I hope for in reality or anything else. But there is nothing more fun than running as fast as you can, screaming at someone with a gun in your hand. And that kind of stuff was a blast to do. The action stuff for 24 was a lot of fun.
You can't, Kiefer, and I'm so sorry Fev brought that up because I said you can't ask Jack Bauer who his favorite character is. No offense to Tom Kirkman, but it's... You're Jack Bauer.
He's the president. He's saving the world.
Sorry, I do love Tom, but Jack. Oh. Well,
this is what we have this conversation daily.
Constantly. I would have liked maybe if Tom Kirkman had run a little more. I would have felt a little more.
He just strutted around, didn't he?
But I did 24 for a decade, and so I have a picture of my daughter in grade 7. And then when we finished 24, I have a picture of her on the set, and she had just graduated NYU, New York University.
Wow.
And so it was a huge part of not only my life, but my family's life. And so there will always be a special place in my heart for that show and that experience.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
It's a good answer,
he's the most, I would say, in the top 10 of characters of all time, Jack Bauer is going to appear. Yeah. You are brilliant, Kiefer. I've gotten confused with the character and the actor.
Well, my gosh, they couldn't be more different.
Yes, I know.
he was a great character to play, but absolutely a character and certainly not anything like me as a person.
No.
In fact, one of my favorite things, because I'm not the tallest guy in the world, I'm about 5'9" on a good day. And, I'd be standing up against some guy who was 6'4". And I would be smiling, and we'd be about to do this fight sequence. And I'd be smiling, and he'd say, "What are you smiling about?" And I said, "No matter what happens, I'm going to win." Because it's written. And in real life, you would kick my ass. But today, I get to win because it's written down that I do. It just makes me smile every time.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you so much, Kiefer, not only for just sharing those stories, because we are a big fan of all your work, but more so
your new
music. This is wonderful. We love the album Bloor Street and your new single, and it is available now. So everyone in Melbourne, get around this. Pre-order the full album. Head to kiefersutherland.net. And we know you're touring. We might get all our listeners and all of Melbourne to really start a mission to get you down here, a campaign. We'd love to get you to Melbourne.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you very much. And regardless of that, it's somewhere, I've wanted to come to Australia so badly. And you have inspired me to really get committed to do that this year, in the upcoming calendar year during our tour, and we will figure it out. And I hope we see you sooner than later.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Kiefer. You're a true gentleman.
Well, bless your heart. It's been so fun and so generous of you to like both shows and just, have an awesome rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.
Desert Island Survivor is a heaps better show. It's my favorite.
No, 24. We love 24. No. Thank you, Kiefer.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick's best picks on The Fox.
The time of the show where you get to tell us just amazing things that have happened, you've witnessed, you've seen, things in your family. They can be like stories that have come down through the generations. We don't mind. We just love amazing stories. And Darren from Hillside has called in.
Dazza.
Hey, Darren.
How you going, guys?
Great, Darren. We can't wait to hear your amazing story.
Well, I'm pretty freaked out.
Okay. We don't want to freak you out any longer. What's your story?
We're just in Ringwood on a job site, plastering, and we're using the sanding machine, and we put it flat down, and the thing kicked over on its own right in front of us. We're both freaked out.
So it's charged?
What? Yeah, it's plugged into the power, but we put it flat down. It's got a round head on it, and we put it flat down, and it's kicked over on its own. It's impossible.
Well, I would have appreciated it more if you just said, "I want an air fryer."
I want an air fryer!
I don't even understand what it is.
But you got yourself an air fryer, Darren. Wow. Well done.
Good work, Daz.
We've no idea what
God,
that
Aaron
was.
From Riddles Creek. This bar is set low, mate.
Aaron, hi.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good,
Aaron. We're looking forward to this. What's your amazing story?
All right. So my sister made a friend at university, and she was from India. She had a high school boyfriend, which her parents didn't know all about because she wasn't allowed one. She got shipped across to Australia to do some studying, and her parents set across an arranged marriage, and knocking on the door was her high school boyfriend.
Get out! So the arranged marriage was the boyfriend that she'd had that she hadn't told her parents about.
Correct. Her parents had no idea.
Wow.
That is awesome.
That's
phenomenal. That's unbelievable.
Think about all of the people in India, all the people they could have arranged that marriage with. The one, yep. the sneaky boyfriend she already had.
But surely crazy. That boyfriend would have been like, oh, I'm getting arranged with this girl and I've got to go to Australia and see her. Like, surely they would have been talking about it.
They probably were.
I think he knew, but she didn't know. She just got told her arranged marriage is coming and he's like, oh, yeah, this would be a good shot. Knock on the door and boom.
Wow. Aaron, this almost isn't good enough, but you're getting an air fryer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, but that's a cracking story.
Unbelievable. Spewing if the billions of people.
Spewing if the bloke wanted to break up with her, just didn't know how. And he's like, great, I've got an arranged marriage coming up. This is going to work out sweet. Oh, you are kidding. What are the odds?
That would have been better.
Oh, Katie.
What would you have been?
Katie in Sunbury. Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys.
Katie, we've had one that hasn't made the bar and one that has been phenomenal. What is your amazing story?
So a few years ago, me and my partner were having lunch with my nana, who's from Ballarat, and she seems to know everyone in Ballarat. And we were talking about our families, and it turns out that she, in primary school, was best friends with his grandfather's sister.
Whoa!
He's... Oh, come on, whoa. Don't whoa that! From Ballarat! But just
needs a little twist. The Codys are from Ballarat. There would have been about 9 people there.
Yeah, Katie, you win an air fryer, which is amazing.
Yay, Katie!
I think Katie thinks that her story was amazing. Is she still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. Great story.
Give Katie the feedback you want.
Oh, the feedback is Ballarat. It doesn't matter. Mate, my friend's sister's friends with that cousin who's friends with a second cousin. Awful story, but you win an air fryer.
Thanks.
Well done, Katie.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
Are you familiar with honey trapping, boys?
No.
The honey trap. Honey trap. Well, I'm bringing this up because a woman's gone viral on TikTok. TikTok, people are learning a lot through TikTok.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just dancing, but now it's, no, you learn hacks like how to clean your couch or how to catch a cheating boyfriend.
Yeah.
So this,
the new school almost.
It almost is. Now, what this woman's done isn't new because I know about this and I'll tell you about that in a second. But the honey trap is when you set up your partner. So you get a friend to try to seduce them. Actually, you know that old CNC Music Factory song, Things That Make You Go, He got honey trapped, remember? I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, drinking cocoa on the bearskin rug. Doorbell rang. Who
like,
could that be?
Looked
to myself and started to shrug. Got to the door. Ding dong. Who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Tight as can be, fly dress and all. I knew that she was.
I always knew this song. Nah, I prefer it a cappella. Please, get rid of that background.
May is amazing.
Beats are no good.
She often goes into a rap. She knows a lot of rap. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You've blown you away. Oh, me Fridays!
In that song, she did what this woman did. So this woman has got her girlfriend to create a Instagram account, DM her boyfriend.
Smart.
And he fell for it. What he did DM'd her back and then set up a fake Snapchat account so he could Snapchat her. But all the time, unaware that it was his girlfriend's best friend.
Wow.
Gotcha! But
you say you know about this.
Yeah.
Have you?
I've honey trapped.
No.
Yeah, I did it.
How far back? MSN Messenger?
No. Back when I got my
post.
I'm not kidding. It would have. I just got my Hotmail account. I was at Swinburne Uni at the time. I was studying commercial radio.
Yeah.
It all worked out. And anyway, I was in class, and this is pre-Tinder, this is pre-online dating.
Yeah.
But they were, when Hotmail started, it was connecting people around the world. Like, wow, you can email someone anywhere.
Yeah.
So I got emailed by this Colombian guy called Martin.
Wow. Oh, no. Don't tell
it's
me.
It's always a good story.
You've got to take all these boxes of headphones on a flight for me. Oh, no, Fifi. She fell for it.
Old cocaine Fifi.
He was a guy. I didn't know much about Colombia at the time. But anyway, this guy, Martin. And anyway, we were exchanging photos and it was sort of like my first experience of like an online dating because I didn't know him. And I mind you, I haven't done it
what
since.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was like 20. I had no idea what I was thinking. But anyway, I remember him being very romantic and I thought, I don't even know this guy. But I said to one of my girlfriends in my class, my lecturer, I said, can you email this guy and see if he says the same stuff to you? and he wrote back almost the exact emails he'd sent me.
He was a scam.
Yeah, Martin from Columbia cheated on me.
I'm shipping his name wasn't Martin either. He's made that up. Martin from Columbia. Oh, yeah.
Sally in Geelong. Hey, Sal.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing?
Yay, she's rapping to you.
Sal, have you set a trap? Have you put a bit of honey down and set up your boyfriend?
A little bit. Well, my ex-husband now.
Oh,
we were sort of having problems. So then I created a fake Facebook profile, started chatting to him, and then he started telling, you know, this mysterious girl all about our problems in our marriage, and I sort of confronted him.
Because it was you.
Well, I've confronted him, my ex-husband then, and then he sort of denied everything, and I just sort of went along. We still continued chatting, and then on Valentine's Day, he sort of sent this flirty text, you know, saying that I wish that I was with her, and, you know, that he wished that he was with her and all that stuff, and that's when I was sort of like, oh, okay. And then a few months later, I just sort of broke it off.
Did you ever tell him that was me you were flirting with?
Oh, eventually, at the end, after everything was done. But, yeah, and he was sort of shocked. But he wasn't the first time, so.
No, I bet. You just got your proof, though, didn't you, Sal? You just needed that.
Yeah, I needed that closure.
Tell me you wouldn't have smacked that on him straight away. That's me you're talking to.
Yeah, change the fake profile pic to your own face. Yeah.
Gotcha!
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on The Fox.
We're talking about Laughscape, this great comedic relaxation app where very funny people and comedians do, they tell their stories, their funny things that you do, Nick.
Yeah, it's guided meditation. Yeah. So it's mindfulness meets comedy. There's sleep versions of it on the Laughscape app. When you're going to sleep, you play those. But there's also just little de-stressors. If during the day the kids have just got you right to 11 out of 10.
Are you talking about me and Trixie right now?
Yeah, I'm talking about you and Trixie, the 40-year-old child and the 8-year-old running amok here in studio. I'm going to chuck on a de-stressor. Calm down.
Now, I just had a crack at this because what you said, Nick, was what happens. You go into a studio and it's not scripted. You haven't scripted a guided meditation. You just... It's like it streams out of your head, diarrhea, whatever's coming out of you.
Yeah, you just tell a nice story, just a relaxing story. Try and make it humorous about something that's, you know, important to you or something very silly.
I just had a go at this. Now, Fev, it's your turn.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
You've got to go, Fev.
Now, Nick's going to tell you what you're going to talk about.
All right. This is going to be your theme, Fev. Just a nice, relaxing story. Tell us about how it feels to kick a winning goal at the MCG. What do you go through?
You wake up on a Saturday morning. The sun is shining. And so are my boots. I jump in the car. I drive on the freeway. I go through the tunnel. The Burnley Tunnel. Then I see the big ground that they call the MCG. The home of football. Melbourne's own. Every other state wishes they had a G.
I'm tearing up.
Every other team wishes they had a Fev. Because once I grace that luscious green grass, I put lots of bums on the seats. Because that's what I do. I'm an entertainer. They shout, F-E-V. Go, Fev, Fev, as I bang through another goal. The hearts of the Collingwood cheer squad are shattered as the final siren sounds and the sun sets in the distance. The MCG lights go on. The cleaners come and pick up all the chip packets, the half-eaten hot dogs, and you hear a seagulls munching on the last chip.
This is beautiful.
As I hop in the car and I drive away, the fans are still saying, F-E-V, Fev. I toot, I wave, I say goodbye as your eyelids shut for another day. Good night, Fev.
Oh, whoa.
Fev, whoa. In a moment of pure earnestness, I say this is your friend, he's known you for a long time, next to your children and possibly a couple of your goals, that is the most beautiful thing you've ever created. That was stunning.
I'm an author.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
God, you nail it when you're allowed to talk just about yourself.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Let's talk micro-cheating. This is a topic that's been brought up online in a news article. A relationship and dating coach said that, look, there is cheating.
Yeah.
But she's giving credence to this concept of micro-cheating. Because I feel like I've had this in the history of my relationships. Like, I'll find out they've gone and met and somebody for lunch. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. And then I'll have found out later down the track, she was keen or something. But I just, I put
never
out the
go
fire.
Go to lunch with anyone other than your missus.
And so micro-cheating, I'm going to talk you through. I'll take you through the points of micro-cheating. And anyone in a relationship may want
just
to rethink some of the things they're doing.
What?
So apparently this is micro-cheating. Communicating with an ex on social media.
Yeah, that's a no-go.
Yeah.
No, yeah, go. No, good, excellent.
Yeah,
all across
sense.
That.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is in at number two, but having intimate relationships with someone else.
Well, that's cheating.
That's just cheating.
That's not micro cheating.
I don't know why.
That's massive cheating.
Yeah.
Why did she
that's
not?
The other, just... That's the other.
That's number two.
Other, this is interesting.
Three, marrying someone else.
Having three wives. Having children with another person.
This is an interesting one. And I think if anybody admits to these things, they probably should get out of the relationship because this one is just keeping your options open. But I agree with that. If you are keeping your options open, that person you're with is not the one. It's just not.
No.
You don't want your – when you make that connection, surely – I'm going to ask a question, Nick, and I'm nervous. But
why?
When you got serious with Looch, you weren't keeping options open.
Have you seen Nick and have you seen Looch?
That's what I mean.
He's shutting that door and throwing the key away.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So you knew, you just...
Looch has left it open. But
number
Nick's
four.
Really locked on.
Setting up a plan B. Setting up a plan B. Like actually going, look, if this doesn't work, I'll just stay in touch with that girl or stay in touch with that guy just in case.
Yeah, that's a
if
no
you've
go.
Got a plan B, you're micro-cheating.
Well, that's options open again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Plan C.
Oh, here we go. Complimenting other people on social media.
Depends if you know them.
Yeah.
So if you
like, if you don't know them, like if it was just like
Insta
it was a reader aura.
Yeah.
And if I wrote, "Geez, you look hot today," that's a no-go zone.
Or if you like you messaged Katy Perry and said, "I'm really loving your book."
Yeah, but that was just trying to get her a compliment.
Right,
that's
true.
Different.
You're right. This one is a no-brainer, messaging people in secret.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that. Having regular after-work drinks when you're single, like with the single people. Like
that's just you don't want to go home.
That's what I mean. That's actually, they're now saying that's micro-cheating. You're just always going out with single people.
Any more points there?
Having secret fantasies. Well, that's just silly because that's everyone. That can't be cheating.
Sorry?
That's just a fantasy.
Hello. Back to that point.
No.
What do you mean by that's everyone?
But you can't, because you can't control. Even married people can't control fantasies. It doesn't mean they're cheating on their partner.
When are you thinking this?
Everyone has a subconscious. So I would argue if you're married or in a very committed relationship and happy and somebody floats into your subconscious and you have a thought about them, I don't believe that's micro-cheating.
Yeah. No, I never think of Katy Perry when I'm kissing Alex.
Massages with an attractive masseuse.
Oh. Yeah. Really pushed
it. What about this one, Boxy?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
getting someone in the office to make you breakfast.
Oh, Josiah. I don't think that's on the list.
It is.
This is actually too much fun to stop. Here we go. Keep going.
I'm not going to read them all. She's read 15. What's the next one?
Too much of a swing in here.
Visiting strip clubs.
That's okay if you do it with your missus.
Micro-cheating.
What else do you go with your missus? I've been to a strip club with my missus.
I don't know. It's just,
have you?
I'm just reading the list. Talking to other people about your relationship problems.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah, but who?
That's okay.
A stripper or a psychologist?
Let's not gloss over these.
Babe, I'm going to leave her.
You can open up to someone.
Looking at your partner's phone is micro-cheating.
Well, what? You're cheating on them.
That means when I checked my partner's phone and found out he was cheating on me, I was cheating.
Oh, that's the best. You're cheating on your missus. Yeah. She goes, I looked at your phone, you're cheating on me.
Why
you're cheating on me?